Scientists in the United States say that traffic noise is dramatically affecting the ability of wild birds to hear alarm signals from other birds, putting them at risk. I heard the details from one of the main researchers, Chris Templeton of Pacific University in Portland, Oregon.
Songbirds called great tits had a much more difficult time perceiving their alarm calls when they were broadcast in the presence of road traffic noise. We also did some experiments in the lab to see if they compensated for traffic noise at all. And the exciting thing was that they actually showed a fairly strong effect, what we call the Lombard effect, where they essentially yelled whenever there were cars coming by. So they actually changed their vocalizations to compensate for the presence of traffic noise. But when we went back out into the field and asked them if they could still hear these calls, these modified calls, over the presence of traffic noise, they were not able to perceive them. So that means that they're not able to hear these critical signals that indicate danger.
When you say ask them, how did you do that?
Of course, we can't talk directly to them. So what we need to do are experiments that can ask them in a different way. And so what we do here is we use a playback experiment. So instead of having a bird there, we actually substitute it with a loudspeaker. And we can play that bird's calls, play its alarm calls, and see how other birds react. In this case, these are mobbing alarm calls. They're kind of like help calls, right? So if you hear a person screaming help, there's a burglar or something like that, then a lot of people would come approach that person and try and help them. Well, birds give the same type of call when they find a perched raptor. Things like sparrowhawks are really dangerous. And when other birds hear this call, they'll actually approach the caller to try and help it drive away the sparrowhawks so it's no longer a threat. So when we played these calls to great tits, we expected other great tits to approach the speaker and contribute to the mobbing call. But when we added experimental traffic noise, we found that the birds no longer did so. So that really suggests that they're not able to perceive these calls when there are cars passing by.
Can anything be done to help them?
Moving roads farther away from wilderness areas and protecting wilderness areas certainly would be helpful. And also perhaps reducing the noise of the roads. So things like improving the asphalt composition or the tire chemistry, adding barriers to the sides of the roads might also reduce the impact of noise on these animals.
Chris Templeton, our main news. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has defended America's decision not to veto a UN resolution critical of Israeli settlements. The Israeli Prime Minister said his speech was skewed against Israel. BBC News.
You're with the BBC.